lot. Get back to work.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Shashank Bantu.
And I'm Vishu Ulavapalli. Welcome to How to Make It Better.
Today, we're not merely scratching the surface. We're immersing ourselves in the intricate world of everyday essentials with a transformative lens. Water bottles. Buckle up as we embark on a thrilling journey exploring diverse and groundbreaking ways to revolutionize the ubiquitous water bottle.
Water bottles carry a rich history spanning centuries. The concept dates back to the 17th century, and since then, we've witnessed a captivating evolution in materials and designs.
From the timeless allure of glass bottles to the contemporary practicality of plastic, each iteration brought its own unique set of challenges and advantages. The demand for portable hydration has been the driving force behind continuous innovation in this dynamic field.
Fast forward to the present day, we find that most water bottles are made from plastic for practicality and ease of use. They're lightweight, durable, and, in theory, easily recyclable.
True, but the environmental repercussions of single-use plastic bottles are undeniable. While recycling is a commendable step, it's imperative to explore sustainable alternatives. Additionally, the traditional screw and cap design, while functional, can sometimes prove inconvenient, especially for those constantly on the move.
So, how do we embark on the mission to make water bottles better? One promising avenue is a dedicated focus on sustainability. Picture a world where our water bottles are made from biodegradable materials, or better yet, innovative solutions that significantly reduce single-use plastic waste.
Absolutely. Let's also delve deeper into the design realm. Envision a water bottle with a user-friendly, spill-proof cap that opens with a simple twist or click. Convenience should be at the forefront of our redesign efforts.
Building on that, another exciting idea is to introduce modular components. Imagine a water bottle with detachable sections, making it easy to clean and customize according to your hydration needs. This not only enhances functionality, but also promotes reusability.
And don't forget about personalization. What if our water bottles were customizable with vibrant, eco-friendly skins or interactive LED displays that reflect our hydration goals?
Taking a leap into technological innovation, let's explore the integration of artificial intelligence. What if our water bottles could analyze our hydration patterns, offer personalized recommendations, and sync seamlessly with health apps?
Brilliant. And let's push the idea even further by incorporating kinetic energy harvesting. Imagine a water bottle that it harnesses the energy generated by our movements to power its smart features, making it not only eco-friendly, but also self-sustaining.
Now, for a dash of futurism, let's consider a multifunctional water bottle with built-in sensors that monitor water quality and temperature. It could even have a UVC light system for on-the-go water purification.
That would indeed be a game changer, especially for those always on the go. Innovation, in our view, should be in a harmonious blend of functionality, convenience, and sustainability.
Well, folks, that concludes our captivating exploration into the future of water bottles and how to make it better.
And there you have it, a glimpse into the exciting possibilities of reimagining water bottles. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and as always, we encourage you to share your thoughts and ideas with us.
Until next time, this is Shashank and Vishu, signing off.
Thanks for joining us. Remember, the possibilities for improvement are endless. But before we go, let's engage with our audience. We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on the future water bottles? Do you have any innovative ideas or features?
This has been How to Make It Better. Stay thirsty for innovation.